Neum acquires Cipher to push deeper into crypto card. Issuing cross-border payments, startup Neum has acquired Cipher, a crypto wallet and card issuing company backed by Coinbase Ventures, according to a July 9th report from Cointelegraph. The purchase pulls a small crypto-native card stack into one of the larger independent players in global money movement, and it points to where fintech infrastructure is heading. Stablecoin spending as a native feature, not a bolt-on. Terms of the deal were not disclosed in the initial report. What is clear is the strategic logic. Neum runs payout and collection rails across dozens of markets, moving fiat for banks, remittance firms, and platforms. Cipher brings the other half of the equation, a wallet plus the card-issuing plumbing that turns a crypto or stablecoin balance into something you can swipe at a terminal. A payments network buying its way into card issuing is hard to build from scratch. It requires processor relationships, a BIN sponsor, compliance tooling, and integrations with Visa or MasterCard. Acquiring a company that already has those pieces wired together is faster than assembling them in-house, especially for a payments firm that wants to move now rather than spend 2 years on approvals. Cipher's backing from Coinbase Ventures signals it cleared a certain bar of technical and regulatory diligence before this deal. For Neum, the acquisition is a shortcut to a live crypto card product it can extend to existing enterprise clients, rather than a greenfield build. The pattern is familiar. Traditional payment companies spent the last 2 years deciding whether stablecoins were a threat or a tool. Most have landed on tool. Stripe bought Bridge. Neum buying Cipher is a smaller version of the same move. Acquire the crypto to fiat layer instead of competing with it. Stablecoins as the connective tissue. The interesting part is not the card itself, but what sits behind it. A stablecoin balance settles in seconds and moves across borders without a correspondent bank in the middle. For a cross-border payments firm, that is a cheaper and faster settlement layer than the legacy network it currently pays to use. Folding a card issuer into that stack lets Neum offer a full loop. Fund a wallet with stablecoins, spend at any merchant that takes Visa or MasterCard, and settle the merchant in local fiat on the back end. June set a record for stablecoin settlement volume, and deals like this one are a direct response to that demand curve. The card is the consumer-facing skin. The rails are the point. For everyday users, the disclosed card fee is rarely the full cost. Crypto cards layer a network spread of roughly 0.5% to 0.9%, a conversion spread when the stablecoin is turned into fiat at the point of sale, and sometimes gas fees on top-ups. A payments firm that owns both the wallet and the settlement rail can compress some of those layers, though whether savings reach the cardholder or stay with the issuer is an open question until pricing is published. Consolidation is the story of 2026. The crypto card sector has moved from land grab to shakeout. Instead of dozens of independent issuers, each fighting for the same users, larger payment and exchange players are absorbing the winners. Binance recently led a reported $2 billion round for payments firm Mesh to lock down its own routing. Every acquisition thins the field of standalone crypto card startups and concentrates issuing capacity inside fewer, better-funded platforms. For consumers, consolidation cuts both ways. Deeper pockets can mean more reliable cards, better merchant acceptance, and cards that stay online through market stress instead of pausing withdrawals. It can also mean fewer independent options and more custodial exposure, since a card run by a large intermediary still holds your balance until you spend it. Counterparty risk does not disappear because the parent company is bigger. The Wirecard and FTX precedents apply regardless of brand size. Cipher users should watch for changes to the wallet's terms, supported regions, and reward structure as the integration proceeds. Acquired products often get replatformed, and features can shift. Nothing in the initial report suggests immediate changes, but a card program's economics can change quickly once a new owner sets the roadmap.